It's Matt here with a special guest in studio. I have Amanda Strack here from the Central Utah Water Conservation District. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess you are in town here in the Uinta Basin. You've been up here talking to some people. And of course, big topic is water as always, right?
Yes. Yep.
And I got to ask you, I guess we're going to talk to you first. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming up and taking the time to be up here. And you've been visiting with a lot of people and checking out the area and getting a feel for it, right?
Yeah. We understand that the basin is very important to our water supply and the people here, and so we're just trying to figure out what we can do resource wise and how we can help be better partners for everyone in the basin.
That is awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys being up here and taking the time to do that. Let's talk about a couple of topics here. Number one, of course, water is a big issue in everybody's mind, I think throughout the whole state pretty much, not just a basin thing, right?
Yeah, yep, constantly.
And so let's talk about this. You have some rebates and stuff, and let's talk about that first. So what are some things you guys are kind of giving back to the community to help out? What do you guys have?
We actually have a lot of rebates that are available, and they're available to the residents out here. So we have landscape conversion rebates. So people that are either wanting to replace lawn or possibly converting their irrigation to a drip system would be eligible for $1.50 per square foot for a lawn replacement, and then 50 cents per square foot for irrigation conversion. And then we also have a tree bait that can go along with those projects. And we've also got some indoor fixture rebates. So for people that are trying to upgrade to a high efficiency toilet or fixtures for businesses, we've just got various programs.
That is kind of cool. You have a lot of different programs. People go right to the outside landscaping, but there's some inside stuff you can do too.
Yep, there sure is. And we're trying to make programs available for everybody. So whether you're a business owner, whether you're a school district, we're trying to have something for everyone to participate.
Oh, that is awesome. A lot of great rebates. That helps out everybody. So, why not jump on those and look into those as well? There's probably a lot of good ones there. All right, water, we got water management. People wonder how they can help out. A lot of people here in the basin I talk to say, well, what can I do to help?
We're just trying to get everyone to be more aware of their water use and have better water management practices. So small things like making sure they're turning on their irrigation system when they're just doing routine maintenance and looking for leaks or malfunctions. They can also try to follow the state watering guidelines so that they're just watering less than what they think they need to be doing and not overwatering, reducing overspray. Just simple things like that is a really great way to start.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. You see sprinklers on, when it rains sometimes, you're like, okay, yes, Let's shut these off. Little things like that can make a big difference. People don't think about it. But like you said, sometimes they're hitting the sidewalk. You're like, let's just adjust these a little bit. Or look at your timers. Some people just flip that switch back on because it's summer. They don't realize, yep, I'm set up every day of the week to water 2 hours, section.
Yeah.
So kind of like look at your sections and go, you have a guideline you said people can follow.
The state has one. Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District has one. And then also there's a smart controller rebate available for people if they don't have a smart controller already. So that would be a great place to start as well.
That's good. Technology always helps out with those things. You always, yes, battle the sprinkler timers, but a lot of them are digital now. They work out pretty well, which, yep, is nice.
They make it a lot more convenient too.
So that's a great way we can all help out there because people are always thinking of ways that we can help out, which is good. I also want to talk to you about, you got some programs here. Let's talk a little bit about that. So how can those help us out there?
So we can help with some financial opportunities if you're trying to buy a new fixture or if you're just trying to do a project. That's how we help. We also have classes that are available too. So if anyone's trying to learn about some of their landscaping techniques for WaterWise Landscapes, we do that. We can come out to the community and do them. We have them online all the time so they can just attend from home. So,
well, that's awesome. So basically, it's a great way to partner up with you guys. You come out here and you help us out. Give us ideas on how we can help. Because I think it's going to take all of us to help fix this problem. It's not just a one-sided thing. We're all going to have to work together to figure this out.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff. Okay, people want to find out more information about the programs you guys have. You have a lot of rebates and programs to help out, ideas. How can they get information to find that out?
They can go to cuwcd.gov.
Okay, one more time. We'll give that one more time just so people have it.
cuwcd.gov.
All righty. Amanda Strack got it right, I think.
Yep, you did.
All right. With the Central Utah Water Conservancy District, thank you for being up in our area, spending some time up here and talking to people and being on our show. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Matt.